want, Blackguard? Why are you doing this?
You'll find out when you come in. If you have the courage, I'll be waiting for you, Whittaker.
Get him back, Eugene.
I'm attempting to. It's no use. His program controls the computer's audio capabilities. We only control the speaker volume.
Whit, you can't go into there. There's no telling what Blackguard has planned. He can't be trusted.
No, I'm fully aware of that, Connie.
This is all my fault. I should have watched Aubrey more carefully.
Oh, no, don't blame yourself. No matter how sophisticated Blackguard's program is, he couldn't have left the Imagination Station to drag Aubrey in there with him. She had to go willingly.
Do you think it's possible that he really might control her now?
Perhaps not entirely.
What do you mean?
I've just accessed Aubrey's status monitor.
Good.
Why didn't you have it up the whole time?
Well, obviously, Miss Kendall, because we didn't know she was in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think, Whit?
Well, this indicator measures Aubrey's brain function, specifically higher reasoning.
It looks really high.
Yes, which could mean that Aubrey is still resisting Blackguard.
I'm constrained to point out that the indicator is not holding steady, but slowly falling.
Which means we don't have much time.
Well, what are we waiting for? Can't we just go into the Imagination Station and pull her out?
Or could we not simply cut the power to the station?
Well, yes, we could do both of those things. What we don't know is what they would do to Aubrey. You know, the subconscious mind is a very tricky thing. Pulling her out or cutting the power is akin to the risk of waking a sleepwalker. For some people, it's harmless. For others, it could be devastating.
And knowing Blackguard, he's probably arranged things so that cutting the power will be devastating.
Like you said, he can't be trusted. So we really can't take that chance. Besides, there's a bigger problem.
There is?
Well, you both heard Aubrey. She thinks Blackguard is harmless and is even beginning to think that we are the evil ones. He's infected her mind. Simply pulling her out or cutting the power won't change that.
Then can't we use the power of the subconscious mind in our favor?
How?
We make her really go to sleep, even in her imagination. Then we suggest that the whole thing has been one bad dream. Once that's done, we can cut the power and retrieve her.
Well, it might work. But I want to see some calculations on it first. Get busy, Eugene.
I'm on it.
Meanwhile, I have an alternate plan I need to work on in case this one fails.
Wait a minute. What can I do?
The most important thing. Pray.
Quite a party, eh, Aubrey?
This vortex portal's great, Dr. Blackguard.
Yes.
I've always wanted to spend New Year's Eve at Times Square.
Well, it doesn't have to end here. The vortex can take you anywhere you'd like to go. Do you like history?
Absolutely.
Vortex, the Parthenon, ancient Greece.
Whenever, therefore, people are deceived and form opinions wide of the truth, it is clear that the error has slid into their minds through the medium of certain resemblances to that truth.
This is incredible.
The system of morality.
Is that Socrates?
Yes. And Plato and Aristotle. We are at the birthplace of philosophy and reason.
Amazing.
But this is only the beginning. There is so much more to see, Aubrey. Vortex, the Colosseum, ancient Rome.
Fight, you barbarian dog!
That's Julius Caesar!
Yes, it is. One of the gladiators is down. This is my favorite part. The crowd waits for Caesar to render his judgment. Will it be life or death? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs down. Poor fellow.
I think we should go now.
But don't you want to see the kill?
No, I want to go now.
Very well. You pick a place.
July 2nd, 1776.
The cause of freedom merits any price, Mr. Dickinson.
Yeah.
And as for myself, this great force only spurs my belief that we must strengthen our unity, not weaken it. Yes. We must indeed all hang together. Or most assuredly, we will all hang separately.
Neil chose the correct date. Excellent.
They're all here. Franklin, Adams, Hancock, and Jefferson?
Yes, but don't stop now. Try another one.
Vortex. Spanish-American War. The charge of San Juan Hill.
Come on, boys! Forward! Forward!
Teddy Roosevelt! Cool!
Do another!
Vortex. heretics. The pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock.
May God be praised for our safe journey, Brother Brewster.
Yes, Brother Bradford. He has seen us through.
This is great. Vortex, 1492, Columbus's voyage.
Land ho! Land ho! 10 degrees south by southwest.
Awesome. Vortex, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Vortex, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Computer, end vortex. Close portal.
Hey, why did you stop it?
Because we don't need any of that sort of thing.
What sort of thing? The crucifixion?
No sense in cluttering your mind.
Wait a minute. I thought you said all of history was open to me.
History, yes, but not myth.
A lot of people don't think it is myth.
You don't actually believe it, do you?
I don't know what to believe. And I won't know if I can't study to find out for myself.
The calculations look good, Eugene. How's it coming?
Just finishing now, Mr. Whittaker. There, the sleep procedure is ready.
All right, proceed.
Lord help us.
I want to go back to the crucifixion.
But there are so many other, more interesting things to see.
And I'll see them right after I see the crucifixion.
No. I'm afraid I must be insistent on this point.
What are you so afraid of?
Afraid? I'm not afraid of anything, young lady. And you are bordering on insolence.
Look, you said I could see everything, and that's what I want to do.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I just suddenly feel very sleepy.
What?
You know, maybe you're right. I don't really want to see anything anymore. I just want to lay down and take a nap.
No, Aubrey. Don't go to sleep.
Good night.
No!
It's working, Mr. Whittaker.
Good. Just take her on down.
Stop, Whittaker. Stop immediately.
Keep going.
Stop, Whittaker!
Turn down the speaker, Connie.
Stop!
Much better.
So tired.
All right, Whittaker, if that's the way you want it. Computer! Prepare electric charge.
Curious. Another power surge.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Turn the sound back up, Connie.
Okay.
You like that, Whittaker? You stop it now, or I'll send electrical charges coursing through her body.
Eugene, stop the sleep procedure.
But, Mr. Whittaker...
Do it, Eugene!
Now.
Yes, sir. Aborting sleep procedure. Done.
All right, Blaggard. We've stopped.
Power returning to normal.
Blaggard, is Aubrey all right?
She's fine. For the moment. You're very clever, Whittaker. But not clever enough. There's only one way you can get rid of me. And that's to come in here and do it personally. Do you hear? Personally, Whittaker. Personally.
Personally.
Turn him off, Connie.
Gladly.
Well, so much for plan A.
Can't go in there, Whit.
I don't have a choice now. Blaggard has shown that he's willing to place Aubrey in physical danger.
He may also place you in the same kind of danger, Mr. Whittaker.
I know. That's why we're going to have to go to plan B.
Just what is plan B, anyway?
But we aren't even sure plan B will work properly.
What is plan B?
It's a risk I'll have to take.
Indeed.
Will somebody please tell me what plan B is?
Sorry, Connie, but I don't have the time. You'll have to find out as it happens. Eugene, make the preparations.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me, Whittaker? Are you listening?
I'm listening, Blaggard.
And you're getting your wish.
You're coming in?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. I'm waiting for you. We're going to have so much fun. Channel off. At last. So much to do and so little time in which to do it. Oh, wake up, Sleeping Beauty.
What happened?
Whittaker. He tried to harm you, but I was able to stop him. Come along now, we haven't much time.
What's the rush?
Whittaker is coming. He'll be here soon.
Why?
Isn't it obvious?
He wants to hurt you further, of course.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would Mr. Whittaker want to hurt me?
I don't know. The man needs help. But I do know of a way he can never hurt you again, Aubrey. Nor anyone else, for that matter.
How?
The Vortex.
The Vortex? Look, it's a cool program and all, but I don't...
Oh, it goes far beyond mere computer code. The Vortex can do more than just let you experience the world's riches virtually. After all, this is really just bits and bytes. But for you, the Vortex can make them a reality.
How?
Computer, Vortex portal. Begin synthesis procedure.
It's like looking into the eye of a hurricane.
Yes, it is. And it is also how I can protect you forever.
What do you mean?
All you need do is enter the Vortex portal with me once again. I'll give the proper command, and then my memory and personality circuits will imprint themselves on your brain.
What?
Glorious, isn't it? Think of the possibilities, the opportunities. With my knowledge in your head, you will be able to go places you've never been and do things you've never done before. You will have the benefit of my wisdom and learning. And I will be free from this electronic prison. Isn't it grand?
That's not the word I'd use.
What's the matter?
I don't want to turn into somebody else.
Oh, you'll still be you. You'll just also be me.
I don't want to be you. I like me the way I am.
But I thought you wanted to see the world, to experience life. Or were you just playing with me?
No.
You're actually perfectly satisfied with your boring little existence in Odyssey.
No. I mean, I don't know. Look, I need some time to think about it.
You don't have time. You need to make a decision.
Come on, Dr. Blackguard. You're creeping me out. This is getting really spooky.
Then you don't want to do it?
No, I don't. Not if it means I have to become someone else.
I understand. Too bad.
Sorry.
I meant it's too bad for you!
Hey! Let go! What are you doing?
It would have been so much easier if you had wanted to go into the portal with me. But in the long run, it really doesn't matter. Come along now!
No! Let me go!
Just relax! And it'll all be over soon.
But I don't want to do it!
That hardly matters. Just a few more steps now.
No! No!
Blackguard!
Mr. Whittaker!
Well, well. Good to see you again, my old friend.
Let her go.
Not wasting any time, eh? Very well, then. No, I won't let her go. Why should I? This is my chance to live again.
You've had your chance. One go around, Blackguard, that's all any of us have. You had your life. You can't have Aubrey's, too.
Oh, but I can. Just watch.
No, please!
Blackguard, wait.
What is it?
You want a life? Take mine.
No, Mr. Whittaker, don't!
It's all right, Aubrey. Come on, Blackguard. Me for her.
You'll come willingly. No running away.
No running.
Ah, done. Be gone, girl.
I'm free, Mr. Whittaker. Run! Run!
No, Aubrey. I can't.
That's right. John Avery Whittaker is a man of his word. Ha ha ha! How perfectly predictable.
Predictable?
Yes.
So this was your plan all along, eh?
Of course. Aubrey would have done if you hadn't volunteered, but I knew you would. Come along now, Whittaker. I have work to do.
No, Mr. Whittaker, please!
Don't worry, my dear. This is history, and you'll be able to see it all as it happens. Come, Whittaker. Let's step through together. Ready? Now!
No!
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Just get on with it.
As you wish. Vortex, commence synthesis. You fool. You understand now? I don't need your god. I've come up with my own way to have eternal life! Wait. Something is wrong. This isn't what's supposed to happen. What's going on?
It's over, Blackguard.
No.
dead.
Shh. It's all right, Aubrey. Everything's going to be all right.
How can it be? Mr. Whittaker's...
Right here, Aubrey.
Mr. Whittaker?
Oh.
Mr. Whittaker. But I saw you disappear. Blow up.
No, not me, Aubrey. A computer-generated hologram of me.
Indeed. In essence, we used the Imagination Station's technology against itself. I wasn't sure it would work, but Mr. Whittaker had faith.
A hologram?
A bit more, actually. We also added a virus remover to the hologram's matrix. When the blackguard virus tried to imprint itself onto what it thought was Mr. Whittaker, the antivirus program destroyed it.
Then you knew blackguard would do that?
We had a good idea, given the nature of blackguard and what he would want to put into a program of himself.
Wow. So did Dr. blackguard really come up with a program for eternal life?
No. The program was very sophisticated. But if he had tried it on you, it might have seriously injured you.
That's why we needed to get you out of there.
We can't circumvent God's plans, Aubrey. He has the only program for eternal life, and it isn't through computers. It's through Jesus Christ.
So the blackguard virus is gone?
Completely and utterly destroyed.
And that means blackguard is finally, really and truly dead?
Yes. Dr. Regis Blackguard is finally, really, and truly dead. And may God have mercy on his soul.
The saga of Dr. Regis Blackguard has taught us a lot of lessons over the years here in Odyssey, but none more vivid or important than the one Whit just pointed out to Aubrey. Did you catch it? Dr. Blackguard thought he had invented a way to live forever. But as Whit said, there is no way to gain eternal life except through Jesus Christ. Anyone who tries something different will end up the same way Dr. Blackguard did. The good news, of course, is that Jesus' way of salvation is available to anyone who wants it. I hope Aubrey understands that a little better now, and I hope you do too. The really great news is that eternal life is available to you starting right now. All you have to do is ask Jesus to come live in your heart. Ask your parents or an older brother or sister or your pastor to help you. You'll be happy you did. Eternally happy. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Blackguard's Revenge was written, directed, and produced by Phil Lawler. Among the vocal talents featured were those of Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. Music by John Campbell. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.